Reading from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Actually, I added verse 14, but you'll see why in just a moment as I'm going to introduce you to three new friends. Brian, I was going to say Pastor Brian, but you serve as the executive director of Jesus's Way Prison Ministry out of Rantoul. And this past Friday, Brian was helping with setup for the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference that was held in Champaign. A great conference. God touched many men's lives. But he had two dynamic dual assistants with him, Todd Landon and Dale England. And they were assisting. And as I was talking with Brian, I know him from our Ministry Leaders Network. And he was one that he shared with all the pastors, Lord, I'll serve anywhere, just not Rantoul. And what do you think God does? He brings them to Rantoul, but he's the executive director doing some great things at Jesus's Way Prison Ministry. Well, on Friday night, they were setting up, and I said, hey, maybe I could have you a part of Testimony Tuesday, and you could bring Tom and Dale along with you. So there's four of us here in the studio, and appreciate the work that Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry is doing. So, Brian, I'll begin with you. You have the special calling that God said, come and serve at Jesus the Way Prison Ministry. So talk a little about that calling, and then what Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry does.
Sure. So after 20 plus years of being gone from Rantoul, and like you touched on, I had no plans of coming back to Rantoul. Mm-hmm. And God just started to open doors and reveal to us that this is where we were supposed to be. And when I found out that the executive director role of the ministry was available and they were seeking somebody to fill that role, I just started to pray, and it just really started to align with the things that God had laid on my heart. I knew I wanted to serve in full-time ministry after the Marine Corps. As a recruiter for the Marine Corps working in Decatur, the Lord really opened my eyes to the need for solid, biblically grounded men in the lives of families and just our culture and our society and our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And so just having the opportunity to get to make friends mm-hmm. with these guys that have just got caught up in some different circumstances. And just to be able to walk this journey out with them has just been a blessing.
And thank you for serving our country. And it seems like Marines are showing up all around me. Tom Cheshire, who helped put on the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference the last few weeks, a few weeks ago in Springfield, and then this last weekend here in Champaign. And John Swinford, who introduced me to Tom, and my brother's a Marine. And so he always says, you don't say enough about Marines. So a shout out to all of our Marines and those that serve in our armed forces. We appreciate your service to the country, but God has had you on this, you know, new position about a year now.
May it be a year.
And tell us a little about Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, and then introduce Todd and Dale to our radio listening family.
Okay. So Jesus is the Way Ministries was founded back in 1977 by Jesse and Edith mm-hmm. Mathis. 1997 is when they started the aftercare program in Rantoul, which is where we're currently at and what most people recognize the ministry as. And what that is it's a 10-month residential program. We are an approved parole site for men to come out of Illinois Department of Corrections and come and really just find who they are in Christ mm-hmm. again mm-hmm. and just put them back on the right track, the right path. Working through different things like anger management, relapse prevention, biblical godly character, and just walking this journey with them mm-hmm. and the growth that comes in that.
Well, what I appreciated about last Friday was as you were serving and running around and Todd and Dale were assisting and helping, lugging things around with setup. I got to meet both Todd and Dale and we were impressed with their servant attitude. And I think it was Todd saying that this has been a program that's been really helpful. And Dale, before our program today, you were praying up that God would bless Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. So on this Testimony Tuesday, maybe Todd, you can take us a little bit through your faith journey and how you wound up at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry.
Well, that's a story. Going through some rough times, you know, some health issues and whatnot, and I was about to lose my home. And a really good friend of mine, and I was talking, and I was going to move in with him, but he was going to have some family move in with him also, and there was just no room for me. Out of the blue, he goes, "Jesus is the way." And I go, "Well, yeah, that's, you know, that's normal, right? Jesus is the way." And, "No, that's a place." Well, I had no idea. So I took it upon my own, because I'd been out for a while. And I said, "You know what? There's got to be something here. You know, things happen for a reason."
All right.
So I go down to Jesus is the Way, and I'd met Brian, and we were talking, and a little uncertainty, because I just didn't get out of prison like the day before, whatever. I'd been out for a while, and wasn't sure if I was the right fit. So he says, "You know, I got a meeting today, and come back tomorrow, say around noon." Okay, well, where am I going to sleep tonight, I was thinking. Well, luckily, I had a friend who let me crash on his floor. Rough night's sleep, really, really worried. Well, the next day, I come back and go to Brian's office, and here I'm nervous. I don't know what to think, you know. What am I going to do, you know? Because I've asked everybody for help, and pretty much the road I was taking, one-way ticket to nowhere. Well, after Brian and I talked a little bit, and I was trying to be as sincere as I possibly could. You know, I had lost faith, and we talked a bit more about the program. I started liking what I heard. And lo and behold, he pops out a key and hands it to me. Well, that was a shock. "What's this for?" "Well, this is your home." "Oh." And then a little getting used to. You know, I've been, like I said, I was out on my own. I was, you know, in my own place, and suddenly found out that it's not working out for me.
Right.
You know, and it's nobody's fault but my own. I put myself into a bad situation. But lo and behold, after this this past month or so, I've learned to see things a whole lot different. You know, I've made some really good friends, some great friends.
And the listener couldn't see, but you tapped Dale on the side and you pointed over to Brian. And so it seems like God really went before you. Sometimes we pray, you know, "God, go before me, cover behind me, be beside me." And it looks like he's led you there to reveal his own love for you.
I was scared. I'm actually frightened. You know, sometimes what you don't know, of course you're naturally scared.
Yeah.
But just a little bit of thinking and a whole lot of praying.
Yeah.
I know people say, "I seen the light." Well, I seen something. You know, wasn't a lightning bolt, but I seen something go on. And this past month, I haven't felt this secure and happy for years.
And I think, Todd, you and Dale, you both have only been there for a few months, right?
That's going on almost 2 months.
Okay, yeah. Almost 2 months. So, Dale, what's some of your faith journey? Because beforehand, you prayed that God would bless Jesus as the Way Prison Ministry. So you must feel like it's valuable that God brought you there and you want to see it continue. So what's it providing for you? And tell us a little of your faith journey.
My faith journey started out in the Department of Corrections. I got locked up for domestic battery. I'm not a woman beater or mean, but my father committed suicide in 2019, and in one of his suicide letters, he had put, "Please take care of the truck. It was the last thing that I was able to buy you guys." And my mom loaned it to my cousin for a couple weeks, and it was time for the truck to come home, and I had messaged him and said, "Hey, buddy, it's time for the truck to come home." Well, unbeknownst to me, before I got back home, my aunt was at our house. And when I walked in the door, she started yelling and screaming in my face. And I pushed her, you know, I lost control. And I pushed her out of my face. When she left there, she had called the cops. And the next day they showed up and arrested me for domestic battery, which I did a year and 3 months in Robinson Correctional Facility. I got a job, and my contract put me out with immediate release, and my parole site hadn't had a chance to get approved. So they sent me to the south side of Chicago, which isn't a very safe place. I felt very, very timid and very threatened there. Mm-hmm. I talked to the parole officer and got approved to come back down home. And when I got back down home, I walked into one of my friends' garage, and it was like I never left. They had everything was still in the same place it was when I left, and they were still doing the same things, you know, drugs, using methamphetamines, and I just knew that it wasn't a journey that I wanted to continue. So I got into my reentry book that I had from prison, and I found Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry. So I called Brian, and we talked for about 10 to 15 minutes on the phone. If I remember correctly, he had to go to Indianapolis that day and told me that he was going to get me an application sent. So I got the application emailed to me, and I filled the application out online and sent him the pictures back of the application, and he told me to call the following Monday. So the whole time I'm in touch with parole, telling them that I'm trying to get into Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry in Rantoul, and he told me to go ahead and that he wasn't going to move me. He wanted to make sure that where I went before he put my address down. So I called Brian back the following Monday, and he asked me a few questions and told me that he had to talk to the directors of the board, and to call the following day, that he'd have an answer for me. And inside, I was freaking out, and I knew I had to get out of the situation of the people, places, and things. You know, it was like God was on my heart. I knew that if I continued down that road, that it was going to lead me either death or back to prison, and it's just not what I want.
So what's the difference now that it's made these past few months being in this environment at Jesus Is the Way?
Well, I have a halfway controlled environment. It's a very healthy environment. I definitely respect the ministry. They do a lot of good things. We help with Seek and Find in Rantoul, which is a thrift store, and we do the gym work. We can go to the library. We can sign out and go down to the gas station if we need to. We get to go to church on Sunday at Christian Life Church there in Rantoul. Very, very structured, very, very good environment. I'm just very grateful for everything that's taken place.
In case you just tuned in, I have Brian Zeifang in the studio with me, along with Todd Landon and Dale England. Brian serves as the executive director of Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends tab. But I'm thinking, Brian, you must be somewhat satisfied knowing that here's two gentlemen that are a part of the ministry, that are being served, that are feeling like God has brought them there, that they can flourish or recalibrate or, you know, get focused again on how to be a contributor to society. But you had us open up with Philippians chapter 3, and I read verses 12 through 14. Why is that a special verse this year for Jesus Is the Way Prison Ministry?
I think if you look at the context of that portion of Scripture and you know, looking at Paul and just what God did in his life, you know, arguably one of the most villainous people in the Bible and as far as his past, and to be able to take him from that to the things that God had for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really, you know, I try and convey to these men that, you know, we have to look forward. God has a greater plan for us. We can't forget the things that have happened, because it is part of our testimony. It's part of our story. And that can't define us, but it allows us to share with others what God's brought us through, what he's delivered us from, what he's healed us from, and where he's taken us. And I think it's just so important to see where he's taken us, but not to lose sight of where we've come from.
Yeah, like the ending part of 13 into 14, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, that pursuing, that being intentional to move forward. I press on. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And it's part of your name. Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. And that's one of the things that you love to share and proclaim and testify to, the power that as we surrender and submit to Jesus, there is victory over sin. And then there's an eternity that we get to enjoy. So for somebody tuning in today, maybe unfamiliar with this ministry, Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, in a nutshell, how does Jesus bring that healing and hope through your program?
It's hope.
Through Christ, all things are possible.
Yeah.
We all have a story. One of the greatest things that God's changed in my perspective over the last year is trying to see people through God's lens. Some people would look at these two men and say, these are bad guys. They're not. They're men that got caught up in circumstances, and they're no different than you and I, Mark. Mm-hmm. And God has a plan for them. God has a hope for them. And that's what I love seeing is when the guys start to realize that, mm-hmm. that God has so much more for them, that they start to experience the Holy Spirit and the power of that and what he's doing.
And what I appreciated about part of Todd and Dale's testimony, especially you, Todd, you didn't try to minimize that you made mistakes, that there were consequences. There's consequences for all of us, our sin. You know, God may redeem us and bring healing and hope, but there's still residual effects of the sin that we committed. There's consequences, and sometimes it's prison time, sometimes it's fractured relationships, sometimes it's things that will never be healed because of the situation. But with God, there can be that redemptive change that we can recognize that he can restore certain things, our dignity, or the fact that, you know, some of us maybe don't know who our father was or had bad role models. And so we acted out as we saw acted out in our family. And until we learn rightly or, you know, start following Jesus and read his word to know what's the best choices. But it seems like both of you are good fits for the program. And how can we, in the days ahead, pray for Jesus as the Way Prison Ministry? What would be some of the very specific ways, outside of obviously financially supporting, but what can we be praying for?
I think volunteers is one of the biggest things right now. Volunteers to come in, and sometimes it's just spending time with the guys. We have a couple of our men that they've got some families that have just kind of adopted them as sons they never had, and just being prayer partners with them, accountability partners with them, people that would like to come alongside and serve in the county jails with us. The Champaign County Jail has just recently opened back up for us to do church services, and so if there's people that are interested in that, both men and women, we would love to have them come alongside.
Now, is there a website or a phone number they could call for more information or how to get connected with you?
Sure. So 217-892-4044 is our phone number. And our website is, right now it's JesusIsTheWayPrisonMinistries.org. Our new website's under construction right now.
Okay, JesusIsTheWayPrisonMinistry.org, or call 217-892-4044, 217-892-4044. Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, been serving in our area for many years. It's a needed ministry that we want to be praying for and supporting and involved with. And there's many ways to serve. You can go there and teach a Bible study. You can donate clothing or financial resources. They always need handymen to help with the grounds. And I appreciate how oftentimes Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry residents serve in other different capacities. I remember years ago when I was building this nature trail, actually it was a Eagle Scouts project, but we had to spread a couple truckloads of mulch, and these little Cub Scouts were just like almost crying because it was such hard work. And I called up some friends at Jesus Away Prison Ministry, and I think six or eight guys showed up, and we had a barbecue and a cookout, and they helped spread the mulch. And I know you've served with different venues when there's been a concert for cleanup or takedown or setup, and serve in different ways. So is that something that you still do, where a church or an organization can call and see if some of the guys can come and assist?
Yeah, we're always open to, you know, if the guys are available and they have time in between classes or other volunteer work, and they're interested in that, absolutely.
Find out more at JesusIsTheWayPrisonMinistry.org, JesusIsTheWayPrisonMinistry.org, or call 217-892-4044, 217-892-4044. And Todd and Dale, I'll give you the last word, but how can we pray for you both in the days ahead?
Well, most everything I've asked for has been answered, you know, but just the strength to keep carrying on.
Okay.
Keep my eyes open.
Keep your eyes open. And Dale, how about you?
Guidance and peace.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Guidance and peace, and probably the Lord's leading for both of you in the days ahead to find gainful employment, whether it's anger management or whether it's keeping away from substance abuse, to building back maybe healthy relationships with family members or others that maybe you're far from. So we'll continue to be praying you up. Thank you, Brian, for being the executive director and to heeding that call from God to come to a location that you really weren't that interested in. But isn't that how God oftentimes works? He takes us to places when we say we're willing, and especially when we say we're willing, but anywhere but, right. And that's where it'll take us. So appreciate your involvement with our Ministry Leaders Network each month, and we'll be praying up the Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries in the days ahead. And again, if you have some volunteer time, energy, efforts, or resources, it's a great ministry serving in a unique way. So please be keeping Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry in mind with your financial gifts and certainly with your prayers or volunteer efforts. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Oh, my Lord, you are the light by which I see. It's all about grace, your grace. You're by my side, however long the night might be. It's all about grace, your grace. And all the joy that's in my heart and the peace abiding still since you died in my place. It's all about grace, your grace. Your grace, how your hope.